This is KCUR 89.3. Barbecue is a huge part of Kansas City's identity, but for many Black Kansas Cityans, having cookouts as part of community and bonding is tradition too. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson examines how cutting back on meat as part of climate change could impact communal eating.
In the Black community, summer cookouts with music and family and friends, beef and pork on the grill is a cultural staple. But cutting back on meat is one of the ways experts say that we can all help with climate change. Gigi Jones, also known as Gigi the Vegan, says that for the Black community, all the plant-based meat substitutions out there should make the transition easier. Jones, who's Black, counsels people on how to eat better to live better. She likes to teach people that the meat might change, but the flavor and the tradition doesn't have to.
I can still have my food the same way. I can still have my burgers. I can still have my fries. We can still grill out and cook out and have fun and chit-chat it up and show each other love. Oh, yeah, put that Frank and Beverly back on. Let's get it.
While she primarily focuses on health, Jones knows that it's good for the planet, too. She also knows that convincing her fellow Black people to pay more attention to climate change issues requires telling people they can just cut back. They don't have to completely cut out hamburgers, hot dogs, and ribs.
I'm not one of those radical vegans. I'm really not. It's my own personal journey, but I do try to help people to understand the impact that it has on our environment.
Jones was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2015. She attributes her decision to go vegan to being a great part of why she has a cancer-free diagnosis today. She says one of the ways to appeal to more Black people is using more inclusive messaging, which is why she called her first vegan festival the Soul Veg Fest. She says about 2,000 people attended.
And the language has to be there for us to say, oh, this is for us. Oh, they're talking about us. Oh, and so when I use social media, when I use certain tools now, I make sure that that language is not racially biased.
Livestock emissions likely play a role in climate change. And Timothy Searchinger, a professor and researcher at Princeton University, says while it's complicated, the bottom line is that the world is warming faster than it should.
And what's causing it to warm is the increase of greenhouse gas.
Searchinger spoke with me from Sweden, where he was meeting with meat producers. He says part of the connection between meat consumption and climate change boils down to the use of land.
Beef is the most land-hungry form of food. And basically, for the world to be able to feed itself without clearing dramatically more forests, the wealthy have to moderate their demand.
According to the Department of Agriculture, the average American eats more than 220 pounds of meat a year. Searchinger says that compared to the rest of the world, wealthy includes America's poor when it comes to meat consumption.
I mean, if everybody in the world ate as much beef as the average American, we basically need another planet.
Nicole Jackson from Olathe attended Soul Veg Fest because she's trying to make the turn to vegan. It's about health and it's about helping the environment. Jackson says that opening the door to a different way of eating can sometimes just be as simple as exposure. For example, some Black folks may not know much about a kale salad when they're used to cooked collard and turnip greens.
A lot of times these things happen because we don't have the experience with other foods. We're very restricted to what we're open to.
Jackson says climate change should be more of a concern to everyone than it is now.
Letting go of tradition are pretty much held in place by dead people.
Those cookouts with loved ones are part of Black community traditions. Traditions that some who are concerned about the environment want to make sure that future generations of Black friends and family, along with the rest of the world, can enjoy. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.